been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the Tuesday morning edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And after a really nice day in the market yesterday, especially in that reflation area of the market, we've got a little sell-off in the Dow. It's down 73 right now to 34,922. But, yes, it did. It hit a new all-time high yesterday. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is hitting another new all-time high today. It's up 22 points to 14,754. The S&P 500 hit a new all-time high yesterday. Down a couple right now, 43.82. You've got the Russell 2K now at 22.61. Crude oil up 34 cents. That's part of that inflation number coming in hot today. 5.9% annualized inflation. That's pretty hot. We're hoping it's transitory, however. Crude oil is up 34 cents to 74.44 as OPEC can't decide which way to go. Gold up $9, up a half a percent, so not a big reaction to the inflation numbers. Gold's at 18.14. Silver's at 26.23, down a penny. Let's see how the bond market's reacting to the hot inflation. Well, it's actually down one basis point and staying pretty cool here at 1.35%. That's helping tech a bit today. Bitcoin down $1,000 a coin today to 32,525. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Southport Capital. Well, yesterday the Dow hit a new all-time high, and there was really good strength. It was a very good day for the reflation stocks. Lithium, the lithium sector, red hot yesterday. The copper stocks did well. The iron ore stocks did well. The financials did well. The industrials did well as the Dow hit a new all-time high. Now, 35,000 is kind of the line. That's where the resistance would seemingly be right now. You get big, even numbers like that, and many times that serves as resistance. But the earnings forecast going forward over the next few years can definitely support the Dow getting through that 35,000 level, unless interest rates start to tick up wildly again like they did in February. Then you're going to see a multiple contraction or a PE contraction. So we'll see if the Dow can cross over above that 35,000 line. Meanwhile, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they hit new all-time highs yesterday. Seems like there's no stopping the indexes right now. Now, they're not bolting higher, but they're slowly creeping higher. Some days it's the tech sector. Some days it's the cyclicals and the value stocks. Some days it's the growth stocks. I say right now, it's best to have a little mixture of both. It was also a nice day for the financials. Now, not so good today. They're just slightly off. We had two big ones report earnings today. And nothing exciting. We'll get to that in a little bit. But earnings season now underway officially with the two big stocks, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs reporting. There are numbers here today. Well, let's see what else we've got. We've got the yields staying pretty low here. 1.35 on the 10-year, and even despite that pretty hot inflation report that came in this morning. In fact, consumer price index, no, 5.4, I said 5.9, 5.4% year over year, exceeding estimates. Well, you got to go back about 12 or 13 years to find an inflation report that hot. And, of course, we continue to hear that it's transitory, it's not here to stay. I can see a good argument for that. You know, we opened up the economy. It opened up pretty quickly coming back. There was a shortage in a lot of supply areas, like oil, like gasoline, et cetera, and that did cause some inflation. Now, we'll see whether or not it backs off. Am I seeing any trends so far here this morning? Well, I've looked at a few hundred charts, and there's some strength in Apple and Amazon. You know, I noticed yesterday if there was any movement at all in the tech space, it was big tech. It wasn't little tech. It was big tech leading the way. In other words, the FANG, throw in Microsoft in there and NVIDIA and a few others, the big tech stocks, Apple. Seeing a little bit of strength in the Chinese stocks, Alibaba, BYD, which is an electric vehicle company. I don't know. I think a lot of people are pretty afraid of those Chinese stocks after the big debacle, another debacle in Didi, which is the Chinese Uber. The CPI, we'll get the PPI, or do we already get the PPI? I think we still have the PPI to come in, but the CPI comes in 5.4% year over year in June, exceeding estimates. Now, oil, a big part of all of this. The oil sector continues to be a pretty good sector to be invested in. OPEC continues to go back and forth. It seems like the United Arab Emirates is the one that can't agree with the rest of them, and that's keeping oil prices high. The oil markets are likely to remain volatile until there's clarity on OPEC. That's what the IEA is saying. And volatility does not help ensure orderly and secure energy transitions, the IEA wrote in its latest monthly report. While prices at these levels could increase the pace of electrification of the transport sector and help accelerate energy transitions. Well, of course, there's a certain part of the leadership that would love to see oil prices remain high and continue to go higher, higher and higher and higher. Of course, Vladimir Putin would love to see that himself with 80% of the economy dependent upon oil. But the climate change, you know, folks that want all electric cars in the world would love to see oil prices continue to go higher. So there is some incentives to keep it at these levels and drive it higher. We'll just have to watch it. In the meantime, it's been pretty good for the oil stocks as, you know, oil is approaching $75 per barrel. As tensions between the United Arab Emirates and OPEC leader Saudi Arabia, which control a third of the group's total crude oil reserves, are going beyond oil now. Those two countries not getting along right now. In the meantime, U.S. natural gas skies to its highest level in 2.5 years. More signs of inflation. But there's no inflation, says the Fed. They say it's transitory. This won't last. Well, we're going to keep an eye on it. U.S. natural gas futures rose to their highest level since late 2018. Now, here's the real number. Gas, natural gas is up 50% year-to-date as traders are focused on a continued storage deficit. Where are we going to store it all? And healthy exports of liquefied natural gas that seems to maintain a strong, consistent backstock to domestic demand. Remember that big hot run in lumber prices? Well, we're back to where we started the year. So there's an argument for the transitory side of the inflation equation and the inflation opinions out there. Lumber erases all of its 2021 gains, but analysts see much higher average price levels. So there you go. You know, that's the problem. Commodities are very difficult to invest in. They're so unpredictable. You know, you get a shortage and they start cranking things out, and pretty soon you've got too much supply. And then there's not enough supply, and it goes back and forth. When we come back, we'll talk about another commodity, lithium. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Dow down 60, seeing some sell-off in the reflation stocks today after a very strong day on Friday and a very strong day yesterday. Little bit of strength, not much, in the NASDAQ, which is up a paltry 27 points here so far. Is lithium the new crude oil? Well, it takes lithium to run electric cars. That's what the batteries are full of. It's the lightest metal in the world. It's also a very volatile metal. But lithium stocks have been soaring here recently. And we own one lithium-related stock. But just watching the ETF lithium lit, which is LIT, it's pulling back a little bit today, but it has been on a tear recently. That's a good way to get exposure to it. Now, once again, it's a commodity, and you'll see it rise and fall with supply and demand. I think General Motors kind of woke the lithium sector up 10 days ago when they announced a deal with U.S. miner Controlled Thermal Resources. Okay, you can look into it. I could not find a publicly traded company by that name, but the General Motors made a multi-million dollar investment in this company to boost efforts to extract lithium from California's Salton Sea. Now, that's an area I'm familiar with. At one time, the Salton Sea was quite a mecca for fishing, and then it became too salty, and a lot of the fish died off. But there are some major lithium deposits. It's called Hell's Kitchen. Wasn't there a show named Hell's Kitchen, or a show that is named Hell's Kitchen, where some of the worst cooks assemble and get together on a regular basis? Well, Hell's Kitchen is in Southern California, in a very hot area of Southern California, kind of desolate, to be honest with you, the Salton Sea and other lithium stocks. Yesterday we had our SQM, was one of the big winners of the day for us. It's down 1.2% today. You're seeing a little bit of profit-taking today in these commodity-related stocks, which were so hot yesterday. But you've also got LAC, which is Lithium Americas. It had a nice move yesterday. You also have LTHM, which is Livent Corporation. It had a nice move pulling back today. And then another big one that caught my eye was Albemarle. That is ALB. ALB had a big day yesterday. It is out of Charlotte, North Carolina, but that's not where they do their mining. They mine all over the world, and they are also a well-diversified company, but it had a big day yesterday, Albemarle. ALB also pays a good dividend yield, just under 1%. In the lithium capital of the world, Charlotte, North Carolina, lithium stocks catch fire That's not a good way to term that. Albemarle rallies to a new all-time high. Well, speaking of lithium and speaking of electric vehicles, Tesla will rally on a lot of different things, okay? You know, an Elon Musk tweet, an Elon Musk performance appearance on Saturday Night Live. That will, in fact, affect Dogecoin and Ethereum and Bitcoin. Well, yesterday, Tesla rallied as Elon Musk testified in the Solar City trial in Delaware. Tesla, which I've been saying lately, was getting close to a death cross as a, on its chart. All of a sudden, it's recovered. It still looks like a potential death cross to me, but Tesla has rallied off of its 200-day moving average. Okay, I would write this number down. If you are a holder of Tesla, the 200-day moving average on Tesla currently sits right at about 630. And you're at 680 today, so you're 50 points above the 200-day moving average. Tesla has now leveled off into a number one sideways trend. Why is Elon Musk testifying in Delaware? Well, it's all about Solar City. And he's blaming the poor performance of Solar City, which is owned by Tesla. He merged his two companies. He didn't really merge them. He had Tesla buy a struggling Solar City. Therein lies the reason he's being called before the judge and the jury. He's blaming the pandemic for Solar's weak performance. But his just being there testifying yesterday not only rallied Tesla, but it also rallied the some of the other EV cars. Now, speaking of Solar City, all right, Solar City was its own company, SCTY. In fact, I wrote an article on Seeking Alpha about Solar City and Tesla quite some time ago. Remember, the name of the article was My Money is on Elon. Well, you can go back and look at the price of Tesla at that time when I wrote that article and what my target price was. That was a while back. It's hit that extraordinary target price. People said I was crazy. And then some, and I mean a lot. It's gone way beyond that target price. But Solar City and the green energy sector have done very poorly here in 2020, even though we have a green energy president, very much a green energy president. Two green energy ETFs are among the worst performers year-to-date out of the 2,000-plus ETF universe. Wow, we now have 2,000-plus ETFs. Well, a lot of them are in mybeststocksnowapp.com, and I rank ETFs on a daily basis. The Global Clean Energy ETF, I know that one's in there, ICLN, and the Invesco Solar ETF, TAN, are down double-digit percentages in 2021. Did I say 2020? This is 2021. I lose track. The ICLN is down 17.8% year-to-date. And TAN, which is a nice ETF of the leading, the best, the major solar providers and solar-related stocks, down 14.2%. So you've got an S&P that's up about 15% year-to-date, and the clean energy's down 17%, 15%. They're trailing the market by a wide, wide margin. Okay, we got some COVID news when we come back, and I want to pick apart one of the hottest sectors in the entire market, cybersecurity. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. The Dow is down 55 right now. S&P is up 3 after a really good day yesterday. New highs across the board for the markets. The Nasdaq's now up 51, so we're gaining a little strength there. I'm seeing strength in the cybersecurity stocks, which I want to talk about here in a little bit. Big tech, Apple, Amazon doing pretty well here today. I want to just talk about a few things regarding the vaccines, the COVID. France to require a health pass for bars, cafes, attractions, and travel. Now that'll get people running to get vaccinated, to get jabbed. President Emmanuel Macron says France will require a health pass proving COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative test starting August the 1st. The pass would allow access to bars, cafes, attractions, as well as planes and long-distance trains. Otherwise, I guess you're out of luck. Now, in the meantime, it would appear that Pfizer failed to win support for a booster shot. Okay, they want to give you a third shot, a fourth shot, a fifth shot. There's some money, see, in vaccines. And following a briefing from Pfizer, U.S. health officials have reiterated on Monday that the fully vaccinated individuals in the U.S. do not need to receive a booster shot. Now, over at Johnson & Johnson, 100 people now, something like that, have had a rare side effect that is bringing on a neurological condition named Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's not good. That's like, you know, that's autoimmune that attacks your nervous system and eventually can paralyze you. So 100 people now. That'll encourage people not to get vaccinated. Well, you have to take your choice. Do you want to go to the bars in France? Or do you want to take a little bit of risk? Moderna posts details on clinical trial to test COVID-19 shot in pregnancy. Which brings up another point. You know, they didn't have time to do that in the clinical trials as we race to get a vaccine. But they're going to do it now to see if it has any impact on women that are pregnant and receive the vaccine during pregnancy. This is a very interesting story. Mesa Air expands on electric aircraft goals with new investment. Well, it appears that Mesa is going to become the leader in this. They announced an investment in electric aircraft company Heart Aerospace for an undisclosed amount. Heart is a company that plans to be the first to produce the world's first electric 19-seat ES-19 aircraft alongside Breakthrough Energy Ventures and United Airlines Ventures. Now, Mesa plans to add 100 of these aircraft to its regional fleet. The airline says the move will revolutionize air service. Now, it's not saying anything about the range here. I mean, what will that get me from Charleston to Mount Pleasant, which is about 20 miles? I don't know. They're not talking about the range. They're only saying it'll hold 19 people. The airline says the move will revolutionize air service to small markets. How small? I don't know. It's not saying that either. And will help decarbonize air travel through the use of electric aircraft. Well, we'll keep our eye put Mesa. I mean, this has actually become now another play, a stock to watch. Put it on your watch list in the, not the EV sector, but the EA, electric aircraft sector. Still looking here. I'm not seeing in the article. I guess I got to dive deeper to find the range of this aircraft. ChargePoint drops 5% on launch of secondary stock offering. You know, it was one of the hot areas of the market last year and earlier this year. If it had anything at all to do with electric batteries or charging electric cars or making electric cars, These stocks were zooming last year, right? The hottest of the hot. I'm failing to find a path to profitability for these charging companies, and ChargePoint is one of the leaders. And they just continue to sell more shares and more shares because it is a hot sector, and they're taking advantage of that. But will they ever be, you know, profitable with rapid earnings growth? A lot of competition in that sector, Blink Charging, ChargePoint. I mean, I could go on and on and on about all the players, that all the wannabes in this industry as we build out an electric charging infrastructure here across the country. Well, if you're looking for a job, you're a veteran or a military spouse, Amazon plans to hire 100,000 U.S. veterans and military spouses by 2024. Okay, here come the earnings. Let's see. What do we have so far? ConAgra. Well, I consider ConAgra to be a soggy stock. What do I mean by that? It's the opposite of what I consider to be a best stock now. Okay? I mean, a company that makes shelf-stable and frozen foods and retail foods and food ingredients and agriculture products certainly is necessary. But as far as a growth company and sustainable growth that will drive the stock price higher, that I don't see. And that makes it a SOGI, which stands for Stodgy Old Growth Giant of Yesteryear. I mean, this stock has been at $35 to $39 a share for the last 10 years. But it does pay a dividend yield. I know, buy it for the dividend yield. You get 3.1%, but there's no growth. And the stock is doing very poorly today, down 4.6%. That is not helping the market today. Next soggy stock to report, we'll call this flat. You know, look, it's a big dominant company, Pepsi. Pepsi's actually breaking out today, up 2.5%. But Pepsi's been mired in the $100 to $150 area for a long time. It's growing by 4 or 5% per year. But look at this quarter they had. They've got something going for it. Their earnings up 30%, their sales up 21%. And what Pepsi has over Coca-Cola is salty, sweet snacks, which make you thirsty. Ah, that's a pretty good combination there. They had a pretty good game plan with that. I'm not a buyer of Pepsi stock. It is having a good day, though, offsetting the downward move by ConAgra. Pepsi also pays a pretty good dividend yield of 2.8%. We've got J.P. Morgan. That's our friend Jamie Dimon. In the earnings parade today, one of the big money center banks. That stock not helping the Dow today. J.P. Morgan down 2.1%. You know, they're being hurt by low interest rates, okay? See, they go the opposite way. When you see these 10-year down here at 1.35, you can take a look at the banks. They're not doing real well. Now, earlier this year, back in February and March, we had a real run higher in interest rates, and that really carried the banks, leading me to buy a couple of banks, which I haven't done for quite some time. In my Best Stocks Now portfolio, I didn't buy J.P. Morgan. They did beat by 60 cents. They beat on revenue. But right now, it's a tough environment for the bank stocks. Okay, we'll do one more here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the hack, the cybersecurity sector, and some of the best stocks in that sector. Goldman Sachs reported earnings today. Now, that's the one we do own. It is a best stock now. It meets my valuation and my momentum criteria. That's the only bank stock we own. They came in, beat by $5.07 and beat on revenues, and the stock is down 2%. Now, These stocks are important because they're part of the S&P 500, and we are hypersensitive to any changes in those S&P 500 earnings estimates, especially the expectations going forward. So you have two major companies here, actually four, Pepsi, ConAgra, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan, all beating their earnings estimates and all chipping in. Who knows? Maybe that will raise those S&P 500 estimates by a few cents in the coming years. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the security, cybersecurity stocks, and some of the best players there. This is Bill Gunderson.
You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. And I remember when people used to be kidnapped and held for ransom, right? Nowadays, it's data. Data or your systems or your clients' information kidnapped, held for ransom. And the price continues to go higher. And there's been some very large, well-publicized hacks. One that shut down, the pipeline carrying gasoline on the East Coast, even causing a shortage of gas at some stations. And, just imagine the potential for worse than that, much worse than that, maybe crippling all the airport. I don't know. There's just it goes on and on and on. Of the different areas, the grid, for our power, the internet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we've got on the other side of this, fighting this war, are the cybersecurity stocks. Mizuho, which is a pretty good firm out of Japan. They do a very good job on research. They did a survey of security software buyers in the United States. And that clearly is a very high priority, okay? 83% of the buyers expect to spend more this year on security than last year. Network security is seen as one of the most important areas as far as a priority for companies, followed by data loss prevention, and cloud access, security broker, and other areas, but that data loss prevention and network security, very, very important. With, you can be fined for breaches of security. And, people ask me all the time at Ameritrade, and Is my information safe? Well, you know what? I mean, these companies do everything they can possibly do, but I think we've seen that nothing is really safe. And there's some major players in this area, and we do have some exposure to the cybersecurity stocks. And we also find that, every time there's a breach of some sort, the more highly publicized, the bigger the breach, the more the ransom, the higher these cybersecurity stocks go. Well, in my book, there are some major players. There's some older players like Palo Alto Networks and whatnot. But I would consider the big players right now, definitely CrowdStrike, CRWD, major player. And in fact, it currently is a best stock now. This is a $60 billion company, CRWD. I would say that it is one of the best stocks in the sector. Hyper growth, too. Zscaler would be another one, ZS. Definitely a major player in this space. Zscaler is a $32 billion market cap company. And then you've got Okta, which is a pretty big player, OKTA. Okta is a $33 billion company, so about the same size as Zscaler. And then the Motley Fool recently featured a stock by the name of Cloudflare. They've been around for a while. The symbol there is NET, N-E-T, trying to protect you on the net, Cloudflare. That's a $34 billion company. So there's three companies that are $33 to $35 billion in market cap. And, of course, CrowdStrike at $60 billion. Where is PANW these days? Palo Alto Networks, $38 billion. But it's not growing as fast as some of the newer ones that are more in the cloud. Well, I would say that my number one pick. Oh, and there's one other one. Okay, there was a stock that recently went public that is a competitor to CrowdStrike, a smaller competitor, but one that I'm going to keep an eye on. It's called Sentinel One. The symbol is S. And for those of you who have been around in the market as long as I have, Sears used to be S, used to have that symbol. And, of course, the tallest building in Chicago used to be the Sears Tower. I don't know what it is now, like the Willis something or other tower. So the symbol S now belongs to Sentinel One and Superman, of course. Sentinel One is a $50 stock that just went public about 2 weeks ago at $35, and it's already $50. It has some hyper growth there at Sentinel One. But my top pick, and I would make it my featured stock of the day. In fact, it's currently ranked, CRWD, CrowdStrike, is currently ranked at number 76 overall in the Best Stocks Now app out of 5,862. So we'll make that sector our featured sector of the day, and we'll make CrowdStrike, CRWD, as our featured stock of the day. Well, where can you find information like this? Cutting-edge information, current information. I mean, this is as hot off the griddle as you can get every single day. I spend my first several hours in the morning going through everything I possibly can to find new stocks, new SPACs, new IPOs, upgrades, downgrades, earnings reports, macro events, you name it, to stay on top of this thing we call the market. Because I guide a lot of people through the market on a daily basis as a professional money manager. Now, if you would like to check out my money management services and along with the team that helps me, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. I personally manage about five portfolios. And I write a newsletter every week where you can find lots of information. I just hit the highlights every day, you know, on the radio show and the little time I have with you. But in the newsletter, you'll see all my internal research, beginning with the macro picture right on down to stocks like CrowdStrike and Zscaler, etc. You can get 2 free weeks of the newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And just like the All-Star Game tonight, it's all in an effort to put the best 25 stocks on the field at any given time, sometimes a few less, depending on the market, in the various portfolios that I manage. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.